Hosting an event? Want the world to know about it? The headache ends with Venue GPS, the ultimate venue and event hub in the palm of your hand. Venue GPS is the world's most intuitive mobile event search engine, connecting businesses and locals to the best venues, events, live performances, and more. Find, book, and promote on the fly, independent of social networks. From nightlife to entertainment, festivals, sports, and more, Venue GPS has it all. By bringing tens of thousands of venues and upcoming events under one roof, we can support artists and businesses while keeping locals busy. Our digital flyers reach all devices following a certain venue, event, or icon without the need for social media platforms. We're talking about over 100,000 locals here. Plus, our green approach means no more wasted paper. Join Venue GPS and share with others today. Let your audience know you're going global with your own map and GPS locators. Venue GPS. We go where you are.
At Honda, hybrid is more than fuel efficiency. It means sporty and fun to drive. Style that enhances functionality. And technology that's paving the way for tomorrow. No wonder it made Car and Driver's 10 Best list for the 37th time. The all-new 2023 Accord Hybrid. Hybrid. Defined by Honda.
The most important decision a client could make is their lawyer. There's lawyers that say they go to court, but do they? There's lawyers that say they're great on their television ads, but are they? What do the independent lawyer rating services say? We have the highest rating by Avvo.com and by Martindale.com. If we don't wow our clients at every opportunity, we're not doing our job.
If you've been hurt, knock me is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Showing up on the first page of Google might not be the best for everyone. But for business owners, it is. Take My Vintage's online store. It ranks for thousands of competitive keywords, like vintage clothing, which gets loads of searches on a monthly basis. And 80% of that traffic goes to their site. They also rank for over 1,000 images on Google. All of this drives tons of organic traffic every single month, leading to incredible organic growth year over year and a lot more sales. For those who want to be seen, Wix.com/SEO.
We're told that success is all about making it on your own. But the truth is,
need some help? Come on, come in!
Nothing great gets done alone. That's why there's Shopify. With Shopify, you can set up your online store, you can sell on social media, or you can sell in person with our point-of-sale system. It doesn't have to be lonely at the top. Join the millions defining success on their own terms. Start your journey with a free trial today.
I'm Mark with Red Rock Running Company. You know the best thing about going for a run or a walk? It doesn't lie to you. Every run or walk changes you. The more you go, the more you grow. So if you're worried about the economy, your job, or problems in your personal life, get out and go for a run or walk. You'll return with some endorphins courtesy of your exercise and a clear mind ready to face your problems. If you're looking for a group, we have 4 social runs a week. Red Rock Running Company, where every run is a good run and every walk is a good walk. Visit us online at rrrc.run.
Hi, you might know me from my other job, but I'm a business owner too. Here at Once Upon a Farm, we chose the new Capital One Venture X business card. With no preset spending limit, our purchasing power adapts to meet our business needs. Love it. And unlimited double miles means we earn more too. Sweet, right? And when we travel, we get access to over 1,300 airport lounges. I could get used to this. The Capital One Venture X business card. What's in your wallet?
HB Radio. HBRadioLV.com. Adomus Media Group, Las Vegas. Home of Good Morning, Wake Up with Jay Golden and friends.
Wake up, wake up.
Tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 to 10 a.m. for your chance to win free gas.
Yeah, boy!
Only on Las Vegas' number one.
Number one.
Hip-hop internet station, HB Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've achieved liftoff.
We have achieved maximum verticality.
That overdrive has reached maximum capacity because we're back.
Good morning.
Wake up. It's Mother Flubbin' Wednesday.
It's gosh darn halfway through the week. Merry Christmas, all y'all, by the way.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. We all made it. Happy Christmas to everyone at the Twitch, twitch.tv/DJGolden. Tap in, tune in. If you got some music that you want to get heard right here on the radio, send it in. twitch.tv/DJGolden.
VJ Golden.
You'll find a link there where you can send your links.
And not your penis. Please don't send that.
Please don't yeah. do that.
This isn't like one yeah. of those rhetorical things where it's like kind of reverse psychology. This is literally me saying, please don't do that. Like, I would genuinely appreciate you not doing that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Good morning. Wake up.
We're back. We're here. We all had a Christmas.
We did. Now, if you celebrated it or not, it's up that you. I mean, hey, that's your determination. But we all had a Christmas.
We all did have one. How was yours?
It was cool. It was cool. I got some bomb ass cologne from my homie Jesse. Shout out to Jesse, man. Appreciate you.
The hoes gonna love this.
Let me tell you something. Oh my god. No, it's probably next to, of course, my daily driver, which I can't throw out in the air because I don't want you motherfuckers smelling like me. That's got to be my favorite cologne. I'm not gonna lie, man. That shit is elite, top tier,
bro. I don't know how people Chef's can kiss. Be into colognes, bro. It's like I can't even remember any of the names.
No, that's fair.
It's like, oh my god, is that Jacques Vercoeur?
Is that Dracon Noir?
You're telling me that you got a hold of Comme des Garlines, Moflage May?
Oh,
that's the rarest scent there is.
You didn't know? You didn't know?
I've only smelled once, and it was Leonardo DiCaprio's 38th birthday. And even then, he was only allowed to use one spritz before Leonardo DeQuist
like
came back, great-great-grandson of Jacques DeQuist
the third. And it's like you can't even pronounce half of these.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Eau de toilette. That's right.
De toilette.
Ew, bro. I'm out of here. This is disgusting. I don't want any part of this.
You're just fucking, oh my god, what is that? It's like, oh, this right here. This that motherfucking Draki Nostalgia from men.
Like, what? I didn't know you were Russian. That's crazy. Where'd that come from?
You know?
Draki Nostalgia.
Draki Nostalgia for men.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Oh my god, what's this called? I'm like, oh, you like this right here, baby girl? You smell this? It's called for men.
Fatality.
For men. You gotta throw that in there. For men.
Hey there, baby. This one's called.
For men.
Oh,
I like
man.
How they always throw that in there, like, oh, well, I couldn't tell, you know? Like, it didn't already say Calvin Klein Eternity on the bottle, but, you know, I'm glad that you had to mention this was for men, because there's no other way I could have figured that out. The vanilla smoky undertones with a hint of coriander and brushed cedar didn't help me figure out that this was a cologne and not a perfume. My bad.
See, that's the thing, though, is I feel like they have to say it. Otherwise, everyone will just buy whatever smells good.
Bro,
and then gender norms will collapse.
But that's the
and
thing,
the
bro.
World will that's go into chaos.
I feel like we're just day and age now to where it's like you can't put a gender on anything without there being like some type of backlash behind it. So it's like, well, I feel like colognes or fragrances of all things have probably or have got to be the easiest thing that they can just, you know what I mean? Like not... They could just like not have a gender on,
but they do anyways.
No, but they do anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hating or saying that do or don't either way. I'm just saying that's like the easiest thing on the market that you could remove a gender from that people would more than likely not notice. Like if you got rid of the men's and women's clothing section, I think that's fairly noticeable.
But then how will I know?
Well, I mean,
I'm gonna be walking out with blouses. I'm gonna walk in. You know, to my job the next day, I'm going to be putting on my hard hat, and they say, hey, Jimson, the fuck is that? Do you rage out of your wife's closet that day? And then I'm like, no! I went shopping for myself for the first time.
Bro, got on that Victoria's Secret bombshell.
You know?
That's what that is right there. That's like, ooh.
Got the spaghetti straps on.
Is that Juicy Couture? Is that fucking...
I didn't know. It didn't say it was for women. It didn't say anything at all.
Is that Empress for her or for him.
See, bro, that's the
like,
thing.
I don't know, bitch. It says Empress in the bottle.
Also, I feel like a lot of people, as soon as they see it says for men, they'll be like, perfect. This is the one. You know, it's like a marketing thing. I don't want to think. I am men. Like, this for men. I buy now.
I have four bottles of cologne that I keep regularly in my rotation. There's one that I wear 85% of the time, which, again, I'm not going to throw that out there, but the other three I will. I got a Victoria's Secret Platinum. Shout out, Jessica. Shout out, my shorty. She got me that one. Appreciate you, boo. What else we got? Then I have a True Religion. I forgot what it is, but it's like a tan, like a light tan bottle. That's the one that I wear for, like, if I'm going to like a brunch or a gala, you know what I'm saying? Some morning stuff.
Classic gala.
You know what I mean? Some light. You don't want to come on too heavy, but it's just, oh my. It's
like, my goodness. Who do you know here?
It's something to make her act up after them bottomless mimosas. You know what I mean? That's all that is right there.
I see.
The Victoria's Secret Platinum, the first one I mentioned, that's something that I have. A little bit more of like a loungy, you know what I'm saying? Cool. Chill evening, you know, maybe brunch, not brunch, maybe lunch vibes, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe like
not brunch, of course.
Yeah, lunch. No, that's too late in the day for brunch. That doesn't give a brunch smell. That gives that's definitely post meridian smell. That's not something you wear in the morning.
Yes, yes.
But then this new one, right? The I forgot what it is. I think it just says YSL. I didn't even say which one it, or if it doesn't, look at the box, but it's just like a YSL bottle. It's dark blue and like light gray. That shit, that's for the hoes, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dog. That's
the one.
That's for the hoes. I am sorry.
Hit up that.
You show me this hella. That's not a sound effect, y'all. That's not a sound effect.
He's on fire.
That's what that one does right there.
I see.
But no, I love it, man. I love it. I don't know what it is about smelling just good. In genuine all the time. I don't know.
I've been wearing the same cologne since probably the whole time you've known me.
That's fair. At least you wear cologne. I told you, you know my biggest fear. And for those of you that don't know, my biggest fear in the world, not heights, not deep water. It's literally being musty. I swear to God, bro. That is my biggest fear. The worst thing you could tell me is I stink. I swear to you. No matter where I'm at, I will disappear in 5 minutes and take my ass home. Gosh, I'm not playing with you. That is like my biggest fear deep down.
My biggest fear, man. My biggest fear is that I'm going to be with my woman in an intimate moment, and she's going to tell me I stink, bro. And she's going to lay me back on that bed. She's going to take my thing. She's going to push it to the side. She's going to push my legs up, spread those cheeks, go, Jesus Christ.
Let's go, ear.
Ooh. And then the moment is dead. And it's like, come on, man. This boom, is something.
Boom, boom, boom.
This is something. I mean, porn stars can't even negotiate this shit into their contracts, and you're out of there. You're out of there, son. It's not coming back.
They do call him Daniel McDingleberry.
Daniel McDingleberry. God,
well, I think you're just
damn it.
I think
Daniel.
you're just being a fruitcake, man. I won't even lie to you. Which would actually
fruitcake.
Which would actually tie in with today's National Day. Happy National Fruitcake Day, everybody.
That was.
Now, I know what everyone's thinking. Remy, why did you say he's a fruitcake? Because fruitcakes are gross, and nobody wants fruitcakes. I'm sorry, bro. There is not one person that I think can.
That's why you said I'm a fruitcake?
Yes.
Well.
Because who wants a fruitcake?
You're right.
Who
My therapist will be hearing about this. I'll be hearing about this for sure.
No, you're a cool fruitcake, though. I've had some. Pause. I've had some fruitcakes that are like. Just not good. Like, is it supposed to be soft or is it supposed to be like an actual cake? Because I've seen some that are like damn near the consistency of like flan.
I've only ever seen them in the store. I've never seen anyone buy one. Never wanted to. I read a story when I was a young child that followed a protagonist named Junie B. Jones. And
I remember this.
She did a little cakewalk at her elementary school, and she won a fruitcake, and she didn't know what to do with it, so her parents were like, just use it as a booster seat, and she did, and that's, every time I see a fruitcake, I want to really see if it'll hold my weight.
I feel like this is tied into an underlying issue, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if you look
cake up sitting,
I feel like if you type in cake sitting on Google, you're gonna find that there's quite a demographic for this.
Oh no, Junie, yeah. Why?
Listen, I'm just saying, dog. If that's what you like, we can, you know, we can get you a side hustle,
oh,
man.
Oh god, I really am a fruitcake.
There you go. There you go, man. I thought that was insane. I don't know anybody that actually eats fruitcakes. Like, if you eat fruitcake, I imagine you probably also like candy corn and circus peanuts. You know what I mean? Because who the fuck is eating those? Have you ever tried the circus peanuts?
Yeah, I like candy corn in small doses. Like, I don't mind candy corn.
I
like
some candy corn. I don't know, man. I feel like candy corn is just an insane candy. Like,
I eat candy corn and I'm like, oh my god, it's fall.
You're eating candied corn,
you know, and I'm transported ratatouille style.
Have you
like when he eats the ratatouille,
and suddenly goes back to his childhood.
I'm 6 years old, standing in my backyard, feeling that crisp October Scholastic Book Fair air, and I'm eating a piece of candy in the background. There's a computer. I walk back to the computer. It's in the kitchen. It's a shared computer, and I log back onto clubpenguin.com.
Club Penguin.
And I continue grinding the fucking minecart game, because that's the one that gave you the most gold. Or I was the best at it, so I gave you the most gold.
See, I had a very
similar... That's what happens when I have candy corn.
I had a very similar experience, except replaced the candy corn with dots. And not the ice cream, not the Dippin' Dots, not the candy, like the red.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So replace the candy corn with dots, and replace what did you say? What game were you on?
Club Penguin.
Yeah, replace Club Penguin with Pop Tropica, and everything else was just about the same.
I feel that, bro. Dots was the first candy I ever ate that made me feel like my teeth were actually going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah. I like dots because you can't chew them all the way. You got to give them, like, you know what I'm saying? That you just gotta knead it a little bit.
Yeah. On another note, low gravity's in the chat.
Oh, low gravity.
And he said he had fruitcake at a Christmas party this weekend. He writes in. Message. He said it wasn't that good.
So yeah, they're not, bro. They're not. Thank you for co-signing, because I feel like people in there think I'm captain just because they gotta think I gotta be the angry light skin, which I am. But it's like, damn, it's cool to have a co-signer.
You know.
At some point.
You know. And he wants to know what we did for Christmas.
Oh, what did we do for
Christmas?
We
only talked about what we got, really. Well, kind of.
I chilled with HB for a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
But he invited me to his domicile. Mm-hmm. It was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
I imagine there wasn't much Christmas celebrating.
You would be surprised, actually. I'm not going to lie. So, he's like half Christmas, half Hanukkah, which is like...
Yeah, that's how like 99% of people are.
But no, but it's like a perfect, like, fit. Like, you know how... I feel like... Christmas, like, if it was a fruit, it would be the banana, you know what I'm saying? And Hanukkah is normally like the strawberry, to where whenever you put them together, no matter what, all you're really gonna get out of it is banana. You know what I mean? You ever put banana and any fruit together and try to taste it?
Strawberry banana is a thing.
And it's like 80% banana that you taste, right? That's normally how I feel like when people try to balance Hanukkah and Christmas, how it turns out. But no, I could actually taste the strawberry and the strawberry banana at his place, which is crazy. I could taste the Hanukkah.
Okay. I feel it. I think I should say. What?
Just give me a lot of... I forgot the word. It was Yiddish and it's gone now. Damn it.
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. There you go. Yeah, there you go. You got to get in there. You got to really... How do you spell that? Like if someone was deaf, how would you...
C-H-U-T-P-Z-A-H.
I was talking about that sound right there, though.
C-H.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Chutzpah. Hanukkah.
Okay. Oh, which is crazy. I found out Hanukkah had like three different spellings and they're all correct. Which, can we address it back real quick? Like, what the fuck? How do you have three spellings for Hanukkah?
That's what happens when you have everything's based off translations of old books that have been translated into other languages many times for many different reasons. So, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's how it works.
It's just humans humaning. It's just humans being.
I just want you to know the world only has two spellings for the word color, and y'all got three spellings for the word Hanukkah. I'm just throwing that out there, man. Just throwing that out there. But aside from that, no, I had a great Christmas, man. Nothing really to complain about.
I thought that was a great pun that I made just now, by the way. But thank you.
I fell asleep early, like actually after I got home, like 9 or 8-ish, 9. I think it was like 8. And nobody woke me up, dog.
I mean, why would you?
Because they said people was coming over and we was going to have like Christmas dinner.
Oh.
And like smoke, you know what I mean? So like, okay, well, I'm thinking I'll go take a nap. I'll wake up 15, 20 minutes. My brother be here with the kids. You know what I mean? I can go chop it up with my brother. We can go smoke. No, none of that happened. Woke up 1:30, depressed. Nobody I knew was awake. Everybody's asleep, bro. I'm wide awake.
Where'd they go?
What do you mean where'd they go? Everyone's gone. Everyone, they came and left.
Oh, they did come over.
I was like, oh, okay. All right.
What? Everyone went, where's Remy? Oh, he's sleeping. No. The little boy, the babushka, let him sleep. He's a tired boy.
You know, the part that made me mad was I went to go open the fridge to see what they had for had made, see if there's any leftovers. And the leftovers were in there, but there was like steam, like condensation had formed within the container, which let me know I just missed them. They just put this food in here, dude. I was so pissed. I ate good, but I was pissed. But yeah, that was about the extent of what I did for Christmas. What about you, man?
Well, that sounds like a good time.
Good.
Got some rest, some R&R.
Yeah.
Hung out with some friends. You know, kept it multi-denominational. You know, it's a good time.
It's a good time.
I had an all right time. I was just very busy. I feel like I was just running from place to place, appeasing family after family. Like, hello, we're here. Hello. And then going to another place. Hello, we're here. The dilly traditions dilly. Are ready to begin, everybody. But it was all right. I just hung out with a bunch of people, some fams, played a lot of like board games and shit.
I imagine after the fifth game of Monopoly, you were like, you know what? I'm just...
No, my girl's family is into, like, real board games. Like, they're, like, nerds with it and shit.
Oh, okay.
So we played, we, like, learned a new game. We played a bunch of different games. I got a new game from my girl's mom. It's called Sounds Fishy.
Sure does.
And, yeah, it's like a trivia game, but everyone except for the person asking the question knows the answer.
It's like a game of bullshit.
Yeah, one person's going to say the right answer, and everyone else has to come up with fake answers. It's okay. Kind of fun. It's cute. The kids were there, and they were enjoying it. They were having a good time with it. It was an easy one for them to get into. And then I took everyone on a quest into the world of Euthragsma.
Spell that.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no.
We were just playing fucking stupid games all night.
Imagine trying to learn a new board game just fucked up on eggnog. Do you like eggnog? I feel like that's a very controversial. I love it. I can't have more than like 2 glasses because I am going to get the bubble guts. But those 2 glasses I am going to enjoy.
It's creamy. It's very creamy.
It's tan. Creamy. It's like Bailey's. Like, it's like from your boy, Old Greg. Do you remember that?
I do remember Old Greg.
I'm Old Greg.
Just stay on the eggnog for a sec. That's the problem with it, really, is you take a drink and you're like, wow, this is great going down. But what you don't realize is that your top half is connected to your bottom half, and you don't want to connect the two when it comes to cream based items. You know what I'm saying?
I'll try to keep that in mind. Thank you for that reference, man.
Maybe that's just a me thing. We'll be right back.
follow us at HB Radio_LV. LV. LV. Good morning.
Wake up.
Smoke out the pound when I'm chillin'. Trappin', I made me a killin'. Look, I got everybody wishin'. I hope you play your position. I don't want nobody listening. I see them hoes with precision. Givers my only decision. Young got no one that back callin' me splurge. Why me jump right off the curb?
Bentley man fly like a bird. Spin on the first and the third. Solid, I'm keeping my word. Can't be my equal, I don't know what you heard. Crank up the foreign, I swear. Keep me a stick if they purge.
morning. Wake up.
Oh my goodness. What song was that? That was a crazy song. Yeah. I haven't heard that on any of the stations. That's crazy.
Who gave us that one? That was quite the song.
That's
there.
Crazy. That was Rolled Down, the remastered version by Fan the Flames. Yeah, bro. That's an interesting story. That's my song. And I feel I have liberty to play it, and I will continue to do so.
Period.
Now, I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much to everyone who's tuned in. Good morning, wake up. I'm your guy, Jay Golden. This is Remy.
We're sitting right next to him.
You know? And, man, there's so many dope people out here in the Twitch chat right now. Shout out to C. Meza for tuning in, man. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you, man.
Brother Tiny Chest, Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas, Mark man. Kramer. To you, the whole fam. They were getting deep out here in the chat.
Were they?
They were.
What was going on?
You'll have to tune into the Twitch chat and find out. No, I don't want to out them. They were going real deep over here. But man, what's on the agenda now that we're here? We're back, and you know, it's Good Morning Wake Up. There's so much to be grateful for, to talk about, and there's also so much that maybe we could do without.
Yeah, maybe some things we could do with, maybe some things we could do without.
You know?
Maybe some other, there's a lot of things we could do without.
I just don't know what you mean.
See, you know how your group is Fan the Flames, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a problem with fanning the flames, is eventually those flames burst and combust.
They do have a tendency to combust, yeah.
And I feel like that's what I have a tendency to do when people piss me off. And it's not my fault.
It's a fucking...
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I have a very, you know, moderate tendency to bite my lip, when I get irritated. But it's just some things to where, like, a lot of this shit is preventable. And a lot of this, y'all can stop. And a lot of it, quite frankly, just outright pisses me off. So I got a list of this shit, and we're going to dive into some things that y'all can fix and resolve.
For the new year.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't have any resolutions, if y'all ain't got nothing to think about, if y'all ain't got nothing to promise yourself, let me help you out here, because... I got this little segment that we work on here. You know, it's some slight. You might have heard of it. You want to go ahead and hit that yellow button for me, Jay Golden?
What chaps Remy's ass on Good Morning? Wake up.
If you go to Burger King, bro, and you get a burger, why does that shit by default not come with cheese? Are we not fucking Americans? Did we not invent the cheeseburger? That's like the dumbest shit ever, dude. It's like, yeah, no, there's a Whopper, but if you want a Whopper with cheese, you do have to let us know. Like, I definitely feel like you would get a cheeseburger, or they at least get orders for cheeseburgers a lot more often than they get orders for just, like, you know what I'm saying, like, normal hamburgers, because for the most part, I mean, don't get me wrong, I understand people are lactose intolerant, or some people just don't outright like the taste of cheese, but at the same time, I do feel like the vast majority of the demographic, like at least like 85-90%, they're getting cheeseburgers. They're not getting hamburgers. And even then, I feel like if they don't like cheese, like, what is a meat and bun can't be that appetizing to where you're going out of your way to get a hamburger.
There's lettuce and also mustard, and you know,
fair, but I feel like of the people that get just plain hamburgers, most of them are going to get it without anything else, as opposed to still getting lettuce and ketchup and tomato. Like, there's nothing worse than getting a burger from Burger King and taking a bite into it and just noticing something is off and then realizing you forgot to ask for fucking cheese. Because what? Think about it. What other burger place do you have to do that? Name burger. What other fast food joint do you have to do that? Name one. I'll wait.
I mean... I don't know. Exactly, you're putting me on the spot here.
Exactly. That's my point, dog. And if you can't think of one immediately like that, that's an issue. So, Burger King, get your shit together, bro.
I feel like, listen.
Y'all say, BK, have it your way. Well, my way should be on the fucking menu, and it should be by default. How about that?
I will say about Burger King, I've got love for them in my heart, man. I can't say I don't.
No, their bun quality. Excuse me.
their bun quality.
Quality
of those buns.
Their bun quality is way better.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
No, I'm serious. Like, think about it. Like, compared to a McDonald's bun, compared to a Burger King bun, I think Burger King is miles ahead.
Streets ahead.
When was the last time you seen sesame seeds on a McDonald's bun? I can't remember the last time I actually ordered something that warranted a sesame seed bun. But damn near every time you order something from Burger King, bro, they always got a sesame seed bun. And I feel like that's a forgotten touch. So I will give them points on that.
Bro, they were the first chain to adopt Impossible Burgers. That's the first time I ever got to try that shit.
Oh, is it Burger King?
The new lab grown plant meat. I felt like I was living in the future.
How was it?
I was like, this is so much better than eating bugs. What are the conspiracy theorists talking about? We're just going to eat this shit. This is great.
I said, well, if it's this or roaches.
I mean, I don't know.
I haven't had a roach burger, so I feel like I have to.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If they were clean roaches, you know, farmed roaches.
If these were farmed in captivity.
Farm grown roaches.
Disease-free roach.
You know, and they were ground up. And taste, hey,
never mind. This sounds disgusting. Fuck, shut up. I don't want to hear it no more. You just made me lose my appetite. I'm sorry.
I feel like if it looked like a burger.
No, they do that with crickets. They do have like I think like fried crickets, and they'll put them on like garlic powder and stuff.
I feel like roaches would not be the first bug that they would try and make into food. I think crickets would be higher on the list.
I think crickets have a higher protein.
There you go. And you know, people eat crickets all the time. Salted crickets, peppered crickets,
garlic
crickets. You know, what I'm saying?
Lemon pepper crickets,
chocolate crickets. I mean, they love it. people be loving it. You know, in the
mint chocolate cricket.
You know,
you got any mint choc cricket?
Ooh, Christmas cricket.
Ooh, Christmas cricket.
Is that cinnamon? Oh, they're crunchy, delightful.
How long do you think it would take before that caught on? Is it, hey man, you want some cricket? I got some in the cabinet. You know. 9 grams
hey
of protein
family.
Per serving.
Hey family, everyone down for some cricks?
Just imagine that as a commercial.
Me, mommy.
Just all the kids running from plant. Okay, they go in the cabinet. Just okay, we got some frosted flakes. We got some Lay's. We got some Chips Ahoy. We got some cricks, and all the kids are just like, cricks. Yeah,
cricks.
And the mom just pours them all
again
for the third time this week, honey. Just please, mom, can we get some cricks?
You're lucky these cricks have everything a young growing boy needs to support a healthy metabolism,
such as healthy omega-3 fatties and 9 grams of protein per serving. And they're healthy for your cholesterol. So a mom like me can definitely make sure her kids are ready to play when it comes to having fun. Go on out there, buddy.
Well, thanks, mom.
They just run out there with a handful of garlic crickets.
What's that?
So no, we didn't say they were dead. No, we didn't say they were dead crickets. We said
they are garlic.
They are just. they're just dusted in a coat of garlic powder.
That's all.
But yes,
Burger King.
Put cheese on your burger, man. Put cheese on your fucking burgers.
How do we bring this back around?
Oh, man.
Not to insinuate anything about Burger King specifically. You know,
specifically.
I don't know any other place that's turning their fries into chicken.
I don't either. Hey, actually, you know what? Let's give them props on that. If you haven't had them $1.39 chicken nuggets, that shit, first of all, that's not chicken, bro. That shit is weasel knuckles.
Weasel knuckles?
That shit is weasel knuckle.
How many weasels? I don't know.
$1.29 for 10 nuggets, bro? Bro, McDonald's ain't even doing that shit. That's how you know that, bro. 7-Eleven ain't even doing that shit, bro. I don't know what they're feeding you, dog, but you're eating giraffe snoot. I don't know, bro.
I'm eating
that shit is
it. Whatever
not good.
It is, bro. Listen.
That shit is not good.
Slather that in enough honey mustard, bro. I'm there.
No, that's fair. You put the word Creole on it, that shit'll sell out.
Some chalky milk.
You feel me?
Honey mustard.
Creole weasel knuckle.
Creole
yeah,
weasel
sell
knuckle.
Out quick.
Blackened.
Blackened Creole weasel knuckle.
Yeah. That's how you know. Bro, I never liked when they put blackened on the menu, because I'd always... That always felt like That always felt like, I don't know. It felt like you're just telling me you're going to leave it on there for too long.
He said, yeah, we're going to burn your shit.
We're going to turn the heat up too high, and we're going to leave it on there for too long. It's like, I don't want that. I feel like I've had good salmon and it didn't need to be blackened.
What's fucked up is that's how I know they didn't do it correctly, because first of all, I've had blackened salmon before, and if they do it right, it tastes good, but most places don't, and then they just think because they put the word blackened on the menu, that just means leave it on there 5 minutes longer.
I'm saying, bro, I'm not trying to eat your grill. I'm trying to eat the salmon. Like, come on,
you
now.
You trying to eat that 3 p.m. gristle?
You know, get that shit off my plate.
You at the 7:30 dinner service?
You know, I mean, on... Toss the shit at the air fryer before you fucking blacken that shit. Oh, I'll have that.
You know? Oh, dog.
I think I speak for the people here. I'm going to just say it. Throw that one out there. No, man. You know? I feel like there's a lot of perfectly good catfish that people haven't come back to because it was blackened wrong the first time.
You know? It's like, oh, now just so many people turn off by mahi-mahi.
Too much mahi.
It's like, can I only get one mahi?
can I do half mahi this time?
Can I just get a ma?
Just the ma. Quarter ma.
See, he's cool, but I just want the ma. The ma.
not really going for he today.
Oh man, you know what I got alerted to recently, and I was very distraught and irritated by
what popped up in your radar.
The fact that,
is it worthy of its own?
It is. You want to go ahead and hit that button for me?
What chaps Remy's ass on Good Morning. Wake up.
I've had a lot of shitty pizza in my day, and I've had a lot of good pizzas in my day. Me and HB, we went to go hit the Durango here, and I forgot what the name of that restaurant was inside there. I'm gonna see if I can find a
pizza. Well, while you're looking that up, I mean, speaking of pizza, I don't know why, but I've been scarred every time I think of pizza. Inadvertently, I think of the same joke. I don't know. I'm sure your dads all have similar jokes. But my dad has the same joke he says every time we have pizza. No matter what kind of pizza it is, no matter where it's from, he takes that slice and he goes, before he takes a single bite, he looks at his entire family, including his children, in the eye, and he goes, you know, everyone, pizza, it's a lot like sex. And we all go, Dad, please. Fucking stop there. And he ignores us and goes, even when it's not that good, it's still pretty good.
You know?
and then he takes his first bite of the pizza, and just every single time. So I just thought I'd share that with you all, so now maybe you can all share in my pain. At least for you all, it's me that told you the joke, and not your own father.
So it's still the same joke. It's just, it's coming from a younger demographic, so hopefully, you know, it's a bit more suitable.
The dynamic is a little different. I feel like the Good Morning Wake Up dynamic, we can come to expect these sort of things. We just cut off Roach Burgers, so this is the palate, you know. We're not actually about to eat pizza, so you're welcome, everyone.
Skr-skr. but yeah, no, the reason I brought this up is because I've had, what have I had? I've had Little Caesars, I've had Domino's, of course, I've had Pizza Hut, I've had some shittier pizza, so I've had the 7-Elevens, I've had the Papa John's, I've had the, damn, I don't even know what's worse than that. Hungry Howie's is hella alright. Marco's
Hungry Howie's
is hella alright. It's hella
what
decent.
What the fuck,
bro,
is that?
You never had Hungry Howie's?
I've never in my life Howie.
I think they have a couple of them in the north by my school. I think it's only up there.
Hungry Howie's. All right. Well, I'm intrigued. I'll tell you that.
You've heard of Marco's then.
Marco's?
Yeah. Scooter loves Marco's. You know what I'm talking about? He used to get them with them rounded pepperonis. They'd be folded back like starfish. You know what I mean?
I feel like all pepperonis are rounded.
Okay, well, I'm talking about... you'll know it when you see it, bro, but Marco's is pretty cool.
I feel like Marco's sounds familiar.
What's the one next to your place that we used to always get that I used to fuck the name up of, that I still don't know the name of, and we've ordered it from there like 6 times?
Pizza My Dear?
Yeah, there you go.
That's good pizza.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that really one's pretty good.
You ever had Metro Pizza out here?
Metro?
You never had Metro Pizza?
I've heard of it, but I've never had Metro.
Yo, we should. All right, actually, we should go. It's like, all right, it's different. It's very New York, so it's very flat, very wide, very greasy.
Oh, that sounds
like
Costco pizza.
It's along those lines. It is along those lines, but it tastes very different. I've never had anything that tastes like Metro Pizza out here. We should go. It's like a sit down pizza place. It's interesting. It's nice. It's fun. They give the kids pizza dough to play with if you bring kids and all that. It's great. So it's quite a big place.
Pizza dough to play with, like a toy. They don't have just like fucking crayons like normal places do.
You know.
I guess that's thinking too far. But the reason I brought this up is because I don't care what nobody says. We can argue on what the best pizza is, but if you sit here and tell me that there's anything worse than Papa John's, you're a fucking liar. You're a liar. I'm sorry, dude.
Papa John's is the worst?
Horrible, bro. Horrible.
I don't know, bro. I can't. Domino's, I literally put
7-Eleven above them.
All right, listen.
And they're like second from the bottom.
I just want to preface this by saying this is all our opinion, and you can eat whatever fucking pizza place
you want.
I've had
frozen pizzas and that taste way better. Care.
All right. But Domino's, I can't fucking stand anymore.
That's fair. I've eaten so much Domino's, bro. It's like I don't even go there. Unless it's the thin crust. The barbecue chicken with the thin crust. That's the only thing I could order from Domino's in the stomach.
I like thin crust pizza. I'm sorry. Seasoning they put on Domino's crust is what turns me off from Domino's now.
I mean, that should always be over the box. Like, it's just like you sanded something too hard and all the sand just fell off the paper.
For real. I don't know, man. They used to, when I lived in Reno and I lived in a dorm up there, they used to give us these like college food points and you would like pay for them at the beginning of the semester and you could use them at the local Domino's and they deliver it straight to the dorm.
Christian is saying so that
I feel like that was part of it.
He thinks Pizza Hut is worse.
Pizza Hut?
I actually think Pizza Hut's you know what I'm saying, like in terms of mid-tier.
Wait. He said winning pizza place, Rocco's Pizza. What is
this? Oh, you know, Rocco's is good too.
What's Rocco's?
It's another place up in the, we have one in the north, at least by my house. It's a couple over Vegas, but it's like a very homey vibe. You know what I mean? It's like very mom and pop feel.
All right, like pizza, my dear.
Basically, right. Yeah. Right. Rocco's is top tier.
I will stand till the day I die. Pizza, my dear, sponsor us.
I'm gonna reach out to that restaurant that was in Durango.
Marichan?
But no,
fuck it.
Just look up, bro. Look up Durango Casino. There's only it's one pizza shop in there, so it's that one, bro. Their shit is fire. It's top tier.
33 Stewie out here.
Leo, motherfucker.
St. Domino's is gas, Stubby.
Yeah,
Stub.
I'll tell you a story later. Is why we call him Stubby. All
right.
No, I called him Floppy. That's what it is. Okay.
They're saying Domino's is gas, which I can't.
Domino's is okay. Like I said, bro, it's just hella played out. It's nothing is worse than Papa John's, though. You see how everyone's saying what's okay and what's cool, but no one has said that there's anything worse than Papa John's.
I think maybe.
School pizza. If you remember them square cuts, the school pizza with them sausages, them breakfast sausages, that shit used to hit, dog. I don't care.
That shit wasn't really pizza. That was bread.
But it was
good
as fuck.
Cheese bread.
And it was good as fuck.
It was interesting.
It was fire. And I'd still rank it higher than Papa John's.
I feel like...
Substantially.
The bread on that wasn't even like bread. It was like... it was like paper. It was like really thick paper. You know what I mean? Like it was like... You know how frozen dough looks all white? It's like they put it in and they just thawed out the dough. They just de-thawed, re-thawed the dough. But... Yeah, I think we may need to get into this music break a little bit early. So we'll be right back. We're going to bring you guys some messages real quick. We hope you'll bear with us. This is Good Morning Wake Up.
Good morning.
Wake up.
On HB Radio, Las Vegas' number one hip-hop internet station. And we got some messages. We're contractually obligated to bring to you guys. And as soon as we're back, we're going to get into this weird, wacky, wobbliest news. Make sure you call in as well. It is Christmas week, so I don't know if people are going to be calling in, but 702-822-0944, you can hit up this gas. Well, let me back it up. You can hit up this line to get this gas.
This $50 in gas.
This $50 gas card. We're giving it away, just as we do every week.
You feel
me?
You can call from wherever. We don't give a fuck where you live.
702-822-0944. You could win. We're going to try and do a drawing tomorrow if someone calls in. And we're going to keep mentioning it. Nate Brown is called in. He's one in. And I don't know.
If you have Nate Brown's here, you can vouch for it.
You know?
He's on the card.
But we'll be right back, everyone.
Hosting an event? Want the world to know about it? The headache ends with Venue GPS, the ultimate venue and event hub in the palm of your hand. Venue GPS is the world's most intuitive mobile event search engine, connecting businesses and locals to the best venues, events, live performances, and more. Find, book, and promote on the fly, independent of social networks. From nightlife to entertainment, festivals, sports, and more, Venue GPS has it all. By bringing tens of thousands of venues and upcoming events under one roof, we can support artists and businesses while keeping locals busy. Our digital flyers reach all devices following a certain venue, event, or icon without the need for social media platforms. We're talking about over 100,000 locals here. Plus, our green approach means no more wasted paper. Join Venue GPS and share with others today. Let your audience know you're going global with your own map and GPS locators. Venue GPS. We go where you are.
At Honda, hybrid is more than fuel efficiency. It means sporty and fun to drive. Styled and enhances functionality. And technology that's paving the way for tomorrow. No wonder it made Car and Driver's 10 Best list for the 37th time. The all-new 2023 Accord Hybrid. Hybrid. Defined by Honda.
The most important decision a client could make is their lawyer. There's lawyers that say they go to court, but do they? There's lawyers that say they're great on their television ads, but are they? What do the independent lawyer rating services say? We have the highest rating by Avvo.com and by Martindale.com. If we don't wow our clients at every opportunity, we're not doing our job.
If you've been hurt, knock me is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Showing up on the first page of Google might not be the best for everyone. But for business owners, it is. Take My Vintage's online store. It ranks for thousands of competitive keywords, like vintage clothing, which gets loads of searches on a monthly basis. And 80% of that traffic goes to their site. They also rank for over 1,000 images on Google. All of this drives tons of organic traffic every single month, leading to incredible organic growth year over year and a lot more sales. For those who want to be seen, Wix.com/SEO.
We're told that success is all about making it on your own. But the truth is,
need some help? Come on, get in.
Nothing great gets done alone. That's why there's Shopify. With Shopify, you can set up your online store, you can sell on social media, or you can sell in person with our point-of-sale system. It doesn't have to be lonely at the top. Join the millions defining success on their own terms. Start your journey with a free trial today.
I'm Mark with Red Rock Running Company. You know the best thing about going for a run or a walk? It doesn't lie to you. Every run or walk changes you. The more you go, the more you grow. So if you're worried about the economy, your job, or problems in your personal life, get out and go for a run or walk. You'll return with some endorphins courtesy of your exercise and a clear mind ready to face your problems. If you're looking for a group, we have 4 social runs a week. Red Rock Running Company, where every run is a good run and every walk is a good walk. Visit us online at rrrc.run.
Hi, you might know me from my other job, but I'm a business owner too. Here at Once Upon a Farm, we chose the new Capital One Venture X business card. With no preset spending limit, our purchasing power adapts to meet our business needs. Love it.
And unlimited double miles means we earn more too. Sweet, right?
And when we travel, we get access to over 1,300 airport lounges. I could get used to this. The Capital One Venture X business card. What's in your wallet?
HB Radio. HBRadioLV.com. Adomus Media Group, Las Vegas. Home of Good Morning, Wake Up. Ooh. With Jay Golden and friends.
Wake up, wake up.
Tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 to 10 a.m. for your chance to win free gas.
Yeah, boy.
Only on Las Vegas's number one.
Number one.
Hip hop internet station, HB Radio.
Hey, hey, you ain't never had the feds investigate you. You ain't never had.
I'm toxic, wanna fuck her, hit her, duck her. Catch up, little nigga with mustard. What up, bitch, easy fucking up the summer. Sad hoes looking like what a bummer. She wanna suck my dick cause I'm funny. Niggas lame, all you wanna do is love her. Buster, we be fucking undercovers. But we ain't never fuck with her undercover. Fizz watch, little nigga, yeah, the fizz listening. I just popped perk 20, now my head spinning. You ain't never test no money, you ain't bread with it. I don't even wanna fuck, I'm just head getting, ayy.
What up, my nigga Jeezy?
Hey, yo, bitch, the breadwinner, broke ass bump. Better cool it down like September. I feel like Melly, how I ride around with dead niggas. No, I feel like Michael Jackson, how my hand glisten. Bitch, one try, set no dick, I'm on the next mission. If we got the right to bear arms, then I'm Ted, nigga. Diamonds two-step. Say that's a cool necklace. What a rule heifer. Dirty shoes all on my new leather. Feel like Hugh Hefner. Difference is, bitch, can't stay here. He got hit with that Drake, hope he take care. My dog still selling tight white, but not the Hanes pair. I don't want no smoke with these niggas, cause I don't play fair. Hey, nigga. Capping like he's stepping, got attachments like I'm pressure. Fill his chest up like a treasure. My bitch milking till the sun come up. She ain't a parent. Bugs Bunny, you gon' say what's up, doc? Reach for these carrots, nigga. I done bought another chop. I don't play those games. Just so I can leave a nigga like Taylor Gang. Good bread off this sauce like Raising Cane's. I got neck on the spot. I ain't catch her name. You think you can fuck with me? Bet your life on it. Hit a bitch and I ain't care. I'm not a white woman. Big Cuban ice on it. Nigga, come and try some. He took 100 from the K. Bitch, that's 900.
Good morning.
Wake up.
HBRadioLV.com.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey. Staring at your dress cause it's see through. Yeah. Talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah. Say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from, right? Well, yeah, girls want girls where I'm from. Girls want girls where I'm from, yeah, yeah. Girls want girls where, hey, well, girls want girls where I'm from, hey. Can I play a player, baby? I grew up with Dre a face. I done seen the realest ones come and leave a crazy way. Had to take my spot, it wasn't something they just gave away. Sorry to all my fans, they might have called me on a crazy day. Fuck you niggas thinking trying to block me on a fadeaway. I've been on this shit, I only vibe with a payday. Say you go that way, I guess we both go the same way. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, where we both from, hey. And you just got to Miami, need hotel rooms. Niggas told you that they love you, but they fell through. So you shot in 42, cause you, hey. And you throwing on that dress, cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, texting me and say I need to see you.
I don't know, I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know.
Staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, well, girls want girls where I'm from. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, girls want girls. Hey, yeah, girls want girls where I'm
my
from.
Girl got a girlfriend. Ain't tryna be out of shape. What's the up on them curls? Then them gym don't work, get surgery. I'll pay for that, my courtesy. Can't imagine no bitch curving me. I put in that work overly. I handle business. And I got two pretty bitches. Keep them up on fleek. They got matching beans and matching AP. Now they can really call each other twins. I'm cool with all the owners. They love me. So they gon' let us in and bring all of your peers and look better with more people. We got 1942 Casamigos. It's getting heated. They gotta follow us in the Uber. My car filled up with shooters. It be lights, camera, action when you with us. It's a movie. I don't drive my coupe to house parties. I'm tryna leave with two of them. Yeah. Don't nobody know the shit that we do. She like eating pussy. I'm like, me too. I can't wait to get out work to go and see you. Please bring your girlfriend along with you. Y'all been on my mind too much, like, what the fuck is wrong with me? She said it's something about the way your girl just makes her feel. Whatever you been dreaming about, I swear to make it real. Just run around the town with me, then come lay down.
I don't know, I don't know.
I might come, I might go, I don't know.
I don't know, I don't know.
I might come, I might go, I don't know.
Staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from, hey, well, yeah, girls want girls where, hey, well, hey.
Girls want girls where I'm from, yeah, yeah. Girls want girls, yeah. Well, girls want girls where I'm from. But I know you wanna roll with the gang, and I know you want the finest of things. Asking me about sex, settling down, cause you know that things are going my way.
Yes, sir. Girls want girls where I'm from.
I'm terrible at singing.
Holy
shit.
Hey there, girl. I heard you munch clam. Well, me too.
Well, me too.
I'm something of a muncher myself. Maybe we can come to an arrangement. Perhaps
an agreement of sorts.
Perhaps you could put on the strap on, and I could just sit over here, and I'll just insert and exit myself in the situation as I see fit. And
how do we get here, man? How do we get here?
I don't know. Sorry, Drake.
That's how Drake got you.
Drake every time.
Oh, okay. I never heard Drake doing that one before.
God damn it, Drake. Every time. Well,
On a lighter note.
I have no way to segue this. It's time for my news. I have Christmas news for everyone. We're asking everyone a question, actually. We're asking the people a question. We're polling. We're asking you to write us in.
Mail, motherfucker.
What was the worst gift you got this year? What was that one gift that you got? You were like, really?
Are you fucking serious?
You're kidding me. Again? Or what? Or
Homst?
Bruh.
You know? Let us know. Write in. twitch.tv/TheJGolden. Or you can call in 702-802-0944. And just talk to us. Let us know. What was your worst gift? We'd love to hear it. We'd love to hear what you got to say. Until then, I've got some Christmas news for everyone. I found something out recently. Over Christmas, it's a tradition in other countries.
Oh?
Another country, one country in specific. In Pacific.
In the Pacific or just in Pacific?
It's somewhere. I don't know.
Off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure.
What we'll let y'all make your own opinions up about it. But I'm gonna tell you guys about what I learned. I'm very excited to introduce this one.
Man, wake that ass up! Wake up!
Jay Golden's weird, wacky, and wubulous news on Good Morning. Wake up!
Yeah. Introducing the Swedish Javli Goat, or as they would call it. The Javlibarken.
The whom?
The Javlibarken. It's a traditional Christmas display erected annually at Slottstorget, aka the Castle Square, in central Javli, Sweden. I think it's pronounced Javli.
It's saying that it's like got a soft J instead of a G. It's spelled Gavli.
Oh. The Havli?
But it's a giant goat. They call it the Yule Goat. And it's made of straw, and it's erected each year by the local community. And marks the beginning of the period of Advent. So basically, it's a Christmas thing. The people love it. The Gavli goat, however, is not famous simply for being a giant straw goat erected in the town square of this town.
I hate that word.
What?
Erected.
Erected. Yeah.
Not even for any type of sexual innuendo. I just think it's an ugly ass word.
Just.
Hell no.
You know, every time I hear that, that's exactly how it gets me, like, oof.
Ooh. I don't know about that one.
I don't know, man.
Well, it's actually famous because it's been subject to repeated arson attacks. Despite security measures and a nearby fire station, the goat has been burned to the ground almost every year since its first appearance in 1966.
That's hilarious. So who's rebuilding this shit every year? Who's funding this?
The town. The town's fun again. We're gonna read it to you. 1966, first year it was erected.
The
first year they put it up. 1966, destroyed. December 31st, fire. 1967, survived. 1968, fence added. Survived. 1969, inside of the goat, protected by chicken wire netting. Destroyed. December 31st, fire. 1970, destroyed 6 hours after construction. Fire. 1971, smashed to pieces. Time of destruction, unknown. 1972, collapsed.
Just not looking good.
73, stolen.
Okay, someone still has it, it's just gone.
The goat was stolen by a man who then placed it in his backyard. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison. 74, fire. 75, collapsed. 76, hit by a car. 77, fire. 78, kicked to pieces. 79, burned before they could even assemble it. Someone went and found all of the pieces and materials and burned those. Now this brings us to the 80s. Christmas Eve, fire, burned to the ground. 1981, survived. Congratulations, they did it. 1982, burned to the ground. 83, legs destroyed. 84, burned to the ground. 85, they enclosed the goat with a 2-meter-high metal fence guarded by soldiers from the literal army 24/7. And it made it all the way until January when it burned to the ground.
They tried. They almost made it.
It burned to the ground almost every year. Fast forward to, I don't know, let's say the year 2010, when it managed to survive. But 2011 through 2013, it was burned to the ground. 2011, they tried spraying the goat with water, creating a coat of ice around the goat, burned to the ground. Then in 2013, they soaked the goat in a flame retardant solution, burned to the ground. They tried nothing else until 2017 when they added a double fence, cameras, and 24/7 guards when finally it survived. The fencing, cameras, and guards were increased, and it survived again, but this time, even with all the increased measures, it was damaged. 2019, they're on a good streak here. Survived again. This double fence with the security guards and cameras.
Bit. Okay, okay.
It's on working. A roll here. It's working. It worked in 2020 as well. However, in 2021, it burned to the ground.
They just cannot catch a break, can they?
Like, how was this? I feel like they're just kind of endorsing this because, like, the fact that there's no... Like, is there a crime around this?
Yeah, they're arresting people every time. They're okay. Arresting the people that do this. This time,
but are they like arresting people? You know what I'm saying?
In 2021, a 40-year-old man was arrested and sentenced to 6 months in prison and had to pay 109 Swedish dollars. Now, I don't know how much a Swedish dollar is worth. A Swedish franc. I don't know how much that's worth.
Sentenced to, but did he serve is the question.
I think so.
You get sentenced to a lot of shit that you don't serve, man.
I think so. In 2022...
Ali Sadiq got sentenced to 15 years and served 6. So you know what I'm saying?
That, all right. I feel that. Well, maybe...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Maybe this is the government doing that a little bit to themselves. Who knows? Well, but last year, it survived. It had a real-time 24-hour public webcam stream. And it managed to survive. However, this year,
it burned down.
Not even the 24-hour stream was enough. It didn't burn down, but I think even God himself is in on the joke this time. Because while it is still standing, there is an unusual amount of damage due to a flock of birds deciding to take nest inside of the goat. So the goat is just full of holes. There's just straw just falling out of it all over the place. There's ducks involved. There's multiple species of birds. And it has severely been damaged by flocks of jackdaws is the main one. So
jackdaws.
Just bird after bird is just pulling this goat apart. Like, this motherfucker's supposed to be on fire. What the fuck? I don't know. I just wanted to share my findings with everyone.
I think that's hilarious. He's like, well, if no one else is going to destroy it, I guess I'll get around to it.
I do have that wasn't really an article, so I have a real news article for everyone that we can talk about, you know, if you're willing.
Of course.
God willing. Let's get right into it.
Man, wake that ass up. Wake up.
Jay Golden's weird, wacky, and wubulous news on Good Morning. Wake up.
Yeah. Chinese chess champion stripped of title after defecating in hotel bathtub. Alleged anal beads found.
Alleged? I feel like they either are they are or they aren't. How? What is an alleged anal bead?
The world of Chinese chess in Jiangxi is an uproar over rumors of cheating and a bad behavior scandal. Oops. Tisk, 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 that saw the national champion stripped of his title. Jiangxi, or Chinese chess, is the most popular game. It's most popular in China, but people play around the world. All right, that's what it's saying. I can read.
How do we go from alleged anal beads to immediately into Chinese chess? Whoever wrote this article?
No, that it's a Chinese chess player that was alleged with the beads in a tournament, and it was feeding him information.
Okay. What?
Let's get into the article, shall we? A 48-year-old Yan Chenlong beat dozens of contenders last week to win the national title of Jiangxi King. But victory was short-lived after celebration ended with him defecating in a bathtub. The Chinese Jiangxi Association, the CXA, announced on Monday that he would have his title revoked and the prize money confiscated after he's been caught disrupting the public order and displaying extremely bad character. This is how they just get people in China. They're just like, he's been a little too naughty, everyone. We're not a fan of it. So we're taking away his entire livelihood, his family. Well, we won't say.
But like,
neither will they.
But I'm just like trying to understand, like, what did he do? I don't understand
I think this is a cover story. I think that he got caught. So the association was forced to address rumors circulating online that he cheated during the competition using anal beads equipped with wireless transmitters to send and receive signals via vibration.
Okay, there we go.
Right.
That's hilarious.
What their official statement was, however, that he had consumed alcohol with others in his room the night of the 17th before the tournament and defecated in the bathtub of the room. An act damaging hotel property, violating good morals, impacting the public order, and it was just a bad character. So they're taking it all away from him. That's their official reason.
How did they even find out that this, like, how do you... I have so many questions, too. Like, who was just like... Do you hear that? What's vibrating in the tub right now?
Oh shit.
I would have been like, I dropped my toothbrush.
So now I don't know if the shitting is even associated. I feel like this is a cover story because they didn't want to talk about the anal beads. They didn't want to have to address someone shoving beads up their tush. That's just not
up their tuchus.
They don't even want the Chinese people to think that a man can have things up there. It's a one way exit. As far as the Chinese government's concerned, I'm pretty sure.
I think that's insane overall that this is even a thing.
Well, apparently, the rumors are that Yan clenched and unclenched rhythmically to communicate information about the chessboard via code to a computer, which then sent instructions back in the form of vibrations. That was a crazy sentence to read. I'm sorry. I'm just going to let that
What one. Kind of vibrations are like Morse code?
So it's like in chess, you know, like chess notation.
Yeah.
So it's like C4.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Or
yeah,
whatever. So, but it's so it goes. Code. So the first one. Okay, C, and then.
How do you know that C though?
Because A, B, C.
Oh, okay.
Then.
C4.
I play knight to C4. and then the other guy plays like F6. So you go okay.
But I feel like it couldn't be that because you know how long it would take for them to just send you a message? That's 10 seconds burned off your clock, bro.
Bro, you're thinking. If you're consistent
but
with
you're
it,
like
you're,
that
you
for,
just go...
For every clench. Turn, bro? For every turn, you take exactly 10 seconds?
I mean, it's chess. I don't know.
Yeah, low gravity gets it. Low gravity writes in. He says, so you're telling me that someone used their ass to play chess with a computer? Yes, that is... That's not what I'm telling you. That's what he's telling you. I'm right there with you, bro. I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
I mean, it's breaking news. What can I say? That's in the headlines. I'm just bringing the news to the people. I'm saying it here, and you're hearing it there. Hey there, people. This is Jay Golden. I am here, and y'all are there. And I'm bringing you the hottest Chinese chess news. Something that's rocked the world of Jiangxi this weekend. Yan Chen Long.
Oh, God. Yan Chen Long.
Not only. I mean, what more is there to say? This isn't the first time this has happened, by the way. Edelbeads.
I imagine, considering they're a third of like the, or not a third, like a sixth of the population of the planet, of the, or the face of the planet. So I'm willing to bet this is not the first time that it's happened.
It's not the first time it's even happened in chess, that someone's used anal beads allegedly to cheat. Earlier, I believe it was last year, a young gentleman in American chess, regular chess, he was accused of using anal beads to cheat. He played a much better competition than usual, I believe beating even the world champion Magnus Carlsen. And
that's when I knew something was wrong.
That's when I knew.
Yeah. No,
and
that's
not to mention, he was adjusting his pants. Did you notice him gyrating?
I'm waiting for the day someone's like, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. C4.
Well, imagine if they did that in other shit. Like, imagine if they did that in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? They just got vibrating cock rings, and that's just what fuck.
All right. All right, team. We're going to save ourselves on timeouts. I'm going to communicate to you via these vibrating cock rings. Now, listen. Shut up. Stop talking. All right.
He said, assign them for what? Bullshit. Just grab one out the bin, bro. You're good.
We're going to try and save on timeouts. We're going to use those timeouts only when we really need them as a stall tactic. I'm going to communicate to you what plays we're doing via the rings. Now, you're going to have to get into formation without making it known that you're getting in formation with me telling it. You get what I'm saying, team? You get what I'm saying, team? All right, now.
So all they know is they're going to think we run in a hurry up for 10 plays in a row.
All right, now rings on.
Damn, they ain't huddled for shit. God damn.
Oh my God, how do they know?
What the fuck is going on, bro? How do they know every time, bro?
It's like watching them do a choreographed play, Johnson.
They're swapping receivers, fucking running backs, bro. And nobody's saying shit. Just
the crowd's going crazy.
Everyone's like, you feel me? It's what is going on?
Until someone gets tackled and something falls out of their pant leg.
You feel me?
Oh my God, what's this in the field?
And why is it glowing?
The referee goes to pick it up. What's this guy? It's warm. That's interesting.
He said, what is this? Is this a...
What is this? Oh!
Fatality.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, so I'm glad we don't use this in other sports. I think it's funny that chess has a notoriety for using anal beads in specific.
You know, I couldn't tell you why. I couldn't tell you how. But
I can tell you how. I just can't tell you why.
I don't want to tell you how.
I don't want to tell you. And guess what? We're not gonna.
We're not. So yeah. What other sports do you think could benefit from the use of vibrational signals? I don't know, man. I don't know. Certainly not anyone water where polo. You're running around. Maybe water polo. I feel like I don't know. Can you wear jewelry in most sports? I feel like you can't. For safety reasons.
Well, yeah, but I feel like for most reasons just as well, it's kind of hard to regulate anal beads. You know what I mean? It's like...
All right, team, spread them. But, coach, we did this in the bus. I know, but this time it's for the league. We got to... come on, everybody. I know you're clean, but we got to show the big bus.
I said, Daniel, what's this drawstring right here?
Daniel? There's a glint coming out of that hole. No. All right. Well.
Good morning. Wake
up. How did we get here,
good
bro?
Good morning, everyone. Good. Hope you're having a wonderful Christmas.
Anyway, moral of the story, yeah, Burger King, put cheese on your burger.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, that's one full circle, man. Had to get all the way around.
It really did. We're going to get into these music reviews up next. So if you guys have music that you want played, you want reviewed, we're gonna play it on the air. We're gonna be happy to. Gonna review it. You know, we're gonna tell you what we think. We're on HP Radio. We're on iHeart Radio. We're on everything. We're on everything you want us to be on. Also, Don't forget about that gas card. You can still call in 702-802-0944. That's 702-802-0944. You can call in right now just for free and win $50. Just why not? Just say the word gas.
It's not for free. I mean, you got to have a data plan on your phone. Or if you got minutes, it's going to burn half. It's not even going to be that long of a phone
call,
bro.
You got to call us.
It's going to burn a minute.
You got to call us.
And if you still got minutes, you probably definitely need this gas card. So please let me help you.
You know, and the greatest thing is if you're located anywhere on planet Earth, I mean, you can call in. As long as you're not like, I don't know, an alien, someone from another galaxy, some sort of intergalactic motherfucker. You know what I mean? But, yeah, if you're on Earth, call in.
Good morning. Wake up.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We are live. Caller, caller, caller. You are live on Good Morning Wake Up.
What's up? What's up? What's poppin', y'all?
Yo, who we got on the line?
Well, shit. My name's Tyler, bro. My name's Tyler, man.
Tyler, what's good,
Tyler,
man?
What's going on, man? Where you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Hawaii, bro. I heard y'all had a radio show on Instagram, man. I'm like, let's gas. Let me go ahead. Let me give it up with it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you tapping in. Appreciate you joining in with us.
And speaking of gas, you just entered yourself in to our $50 gas card giveaway.
Yes, sir. Can we give my man a round of applause here? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
there we go. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to...
Merry Christmas?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
It's a very Merry Christmas.
I'm not going to dox you live on the air, so instead of taking your info here, if you have us on Instagram, do you want to just shoot us a message with your info? Just give us your name, address where we can send this off to, and phone number, and then we'll get that sent off to you. Or we'll get you entered. We'll get you entered, and then if you win, we'll get that sent off to you.
Yeah, say less, man. I'll go ahead and put that in right now.
Yes, wait, sir.
Nudge. Yo, you're in Hawaii right now?
Yeah, it's like, what time is it for you? 6:37? Yeah.
That's insane. It's insanely early in the morning.
It's like 7:30, man. I had gotten off work at around like 9, 10 o'clock or something like that. And it's a family tradition for us to make gumbo. So me and my brother, with us staying out here, we're away from the family. The family's in Vegas. So we were like, all right, for sure, we're going to go ahead and make our own gumbo, man. Went ahead, stayed up till 6 in the morning, just going ahead, drinking. We was having a good time, man. And then we tasted that, and that shit was trash, dog. That's $115 in 6 hours down the drain. But, hey, we tried our best. That's all that matters.
As long as you tried, man. Hey, that's the best you could do.
You're going to remember that shit for the rest of your goddamn life.
I'm sure you will.
Oh hell yeah, definitely, man. Shit.
Well, listen, man. Hey, we appreciate
this is a
you.
Learning experience.
I imagine, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in here. We're gonna get you entered in, and of course, tune back in Friday when we'll announce the winners. And you know, hey, good luck. It's the best we could tell you.
Yo, for real.
Hell yeah, man.
Tyler, thank you so much again,
hell
man.
Yeah.
We're gonna get
of
into
course,
these artists' music.
Awesome.
News.
What happened, bro?
Oh, Cyrus, I was saying we're just going to get into these artist music reviews after this. I didn't mean to interrupt you, man. What's up?
Oh, no. That's good. That's dope, man. Let's do those music reviews. Let's do that.
Yes, sir. We're going to dive straight into it. I don't have anything else. You got anything else, Jay Golden?
No. Let's dive right in. Thanks so much again for calling, bro. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're back. Thank you again to Tyler for calling in. That was the phone system. It's super new to us still. So thank you so much for calling in, letting us
work,
giving us a chance to like use it, try it out. Sorry if it was a little jarring on the user end. Once more people start calling in, I'll get better at being smooth at it. But thank you again.
You know what I'm saying? Or if you're on the Twitch chat, you know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers, y'all can see us, y'all can hear us. Is the number on the screen? The number is gonna be in the chat, so y'all definitely gonna see it. Yeah,
you know. It's. I had it on the screen on another one. I could put it on the screen.
That's okay.
We can put it on the screen. We'll put it in the chat too. But you know what? Let me just say, first and foremost, thank you to everyone who submitted in. Hodeus, your name on SoundCloud is just Glitter Symbols, but the song is called Alt. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to get in to some music. Oh my God. We got another call. We've got another call,
ladies
and gentlemen.
What's going on today? It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle. Let's do this. Let's we're just gonna raw join the call and see what happens. Hopefully it just works. Caller, thank you for calling HB Radio.
What is up?
Yo.
What is going on, caller? Who do we have on the line here today?
Hey, it's Owen.
Owen,
what's
thank
going
you
on,
so
anyway?
Much for calling. Owen, hey, aka?
Yes, of course. Low Gravity.
Yes, sir.
The legend.
The man, the myth, and the legend.
The myth, the legend. Oh my gosh, man. Thank you so much. If you have the stream on, could you just turn it down in the background? I think I can hear myself a little bit.
My apologies.
No, you're
my
all good, bro. You're all good. I think that is what it is. But we're entering you in too, bro. So we're gonna write that down. Shoot us your last name and everything, all your info on Instagram, bro. We got you entered in for that $50 gas card.
Absolutely sweet.
How was your Christmas, bro?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Tell us about it. Tell us, what was your worst Christmas gift that you got this year?
Oh, worst Christmas gift? Probably a candy cane. That was the only thing in the box.
A single candy cane?
Yes, sir.
That's atrocious. I'm sorry for you, man. I'm so sorry.
We might have to up that to a $75 gas card. Oh, man. Well, did we say what ours were? What's yours? What was your worst one? I don't want to out anyone, but...
Ooh, technically, my dad got a new pooper scooper, and it was supposed to be for us, but it ended up just... It was supposed to be for the dogs, but it somehow became my gift, because I'm the one that cleans up after the dogs, so I'm like, thank you, I guess? Question mark? I don't fucking know.
Well, you know, nothing says Christmas like something that's going to help you do chores.
Exactly, man. Could have been a snow shovel.
I think mine personally, my mom does this every year. She always gets me an orange at the bottom of my stocking as a reminder to stay humble. Because I guess in some movie that was all the whole family got was an orange.
Or maybe you're supposed to take the stocking off with the orange and beat somebody with it. Like maybe. A rock in a sock.
Maybe.
But Low Gravity, man, we appreciate you tapping in. We appreciate you
calling
in.
Thank you so much for calling in, bro. It means the world to us.
Of course. You guys are the best.
Of course. Do you have anything you want to shout out? Anyone you want to shout out before you get out of here?
Shout out to all the kings out there.
That's right.
That's hold it down for them.
That's right. Thank you so much again for calling, man. We should have let Tyler shout out someone.
We should have.
My bad, bro.
Damn.
My bad. Well, that's okay. Well, like I said, we're getting in there. We're getting in there. Let's get into this music review, man. Hodeus, patiently waiting. We appreciate you. Alt. We're at the song right now.
We've been edging him for 5 minutes with this song.
I know. Goddamn. Let's do it. Okay.
I feel like I want to put this song on and go play Ninja Gaiden, but kill nobody. Just stare at the landscape. Like, just stare at the city.
For real. This very much has, you know that song in Bleach?
Yeah. When you feel somebody's spiritual pressure, you just...
Oh, wait a minute. He's more powerful than I realized. Bunkai. Could he truly be on the same level as me?
It's not possible. You could... How can this be?
You truly think I haven't surpassed you yet, Yuki Fushimu Kaizu?
You get ha, ha, ha.
The truth is, even though you thought you had a chance at surpassing me, I've always been out of your league. It can't be!
Then, like, six other characters watching the sidelines. One of them has some sort of scientific instrument.
Oh my god! I've never seen ratings this high! These readings are off the charts! Everybody, hold on!
And, I don't know, man. Sync licensing, bro. Sync licensing. Get this shit in an anime, bro. I'm dead serious. Oh, is everyone okay? Oh my, I think we managed to survive, but... Oh my god!
He's coming back for round two!
Uh,
I do like this, though. Like, all jokes aside, I do like this, this composition. This is very ethereal.
Bro, I'm saying, though, the fact that I'm imagining a whole scene, like, you're telling a story. Like, I feel like I'm making a joke. Like, I'm telling a stupid anime story, and I'm being very over the top with it. But the point that I'm making by doing that is that it is telling a story. Like, I'm getting a story out of it.
Yes, 100%.
Like, that's the part that people... that I connect with the music, is I feel like I like finding stories.
This part, have you played Skyrim?
I have.
So you know the part where you go into the Dwemer cave, the mines have like those glowing crystals everywhere.
Yeah, it's just going.
Yeah. You feel me? Just hella mud crabs and just golems everywhere. It is exactly what I get from this song, or from this part at least. Man said foos.
Haven't found the rest of it yet.
So I haven't got the other two inscriptions, but
yeah,
we'll get the roll of the
ethereal
dog.
Ethereal and cinematic is the vibe to say. See right here.
Well, well, it looks like there truly is no one who could stop me.
Now there's no one. Everyone's dead. It's just the one guy left. I don't know, man. Then it just hits the credits.
Hella Jujutsu Kaisen AMVs over this.
You know.
Man.
Just like this is just like the compilation, the slow compilation of all the villains settling into the abandoned buildings.
Man.
Drinking, getting fucked up, fucking hurting people, just committing crimes all over the place.
You gotta put this over the end scene for 300.
You know, this would be a good thing to like, you know, that right there.
That was cold.
You know, super cool cliffhanger like music vibes. I don't know, man. I like that. I feel like I don't even have anything to say, except maybe...
Well, I said ethereal, and he said that's exactly what he was going for. So, I mean, shit, that was hitting the nail on the head, man.
You know.
You did exactly what you were going for.
Oh, Co sent a beat. I'm so sorry. We skipped Co's beat.
Oh,
my
apologies.
Didn't even see it. I opened Discord, and it just...
Well, we certainly have room for Co's. We're going to get my boy in here for
sure. We're going to do this right now, man, for sure. But, Hodeus. Hodeus. I like that, man. I like that a lot. I kind of feel like at the end you could have gone a little bit harder with some percussion, like some drums. It was very ethereal and cinematic, but at that very last part, I don't know, I feel like I wanted there to be some sort of, it just at least like a,
that's fair. I feel like
something
to
bring it
home.
Some
percussion added to it. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. You had a really cool 808 and stuff. Like not anything crazy. Not like even a beat. Not even like a. No, like you know, no, too much, too much. Just a little something. But that's all I gotta say. That was fucking.
PPD's on fire.
Está bien.
Muy bueno.
Muy bueno. Muy bien.
Thank you so much for sending that in. If you have more music that you'd like to get sent in or that you'd like to get played on the radio, please tune in on Friday and we'll play more of your stuff. We'll do it every day. Every show we'll play one of your songs. It's crazy how we do that. Every week, multiple times a week, possibly even more multiple times a week after the new year at some point. We'll see.
Possibly even more multiples.
Who knows, man? We've got Unstoppable Coz sending in a scory, no choice type beat prod by Coz and Bino something. The name's cut off, unfortunately, but we're just gonna dive right in. The guitars again. I like. Oh, okay, Bino. What you got going on so far? Some cool little things in the background. Some guitars. I feel like that guitar right there is a little dry. I feel like you could add hella cool delays to like add some rhythm to that. Something.
Yeah. To his defense, he does say he is still looking to add some drums and percussion yet, so
I feel
is going to fill in a bit of that void there.
I definitely think so. Yeah, I mean, because I'd love to hear some, like, real, like, finished, like crazy, like polished, you know, stuff from you. Because it's, I feel like I have a similar note for you most times, which is, I just want to hear more. I want to hear it filled out a little bit. And that's what I'm going to say for this one as well. I like the guitar. I like everything you got so far. Just want to hear some bass. I want to hear some drums. I want to hear some vocals. I want to hear maybe some weird, wacky, wubbula synths. Who knows, man? I like that one.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding-a-ling. Ring, ring-a-ding.
My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. You remember that shit? I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. Bro, that shit is so old.
I
don't know why that just popped in my head.
I do remember that one. It's a classic. It is a classic.
Is it a classic? I don't know if that's the word I'd use. I think it's...
Man, but
Odeus wants to know if you can send in another one.
We're gonna keep them until next time. But we just try and do one per go, per round or roo. You know.
See, I would have said that, but you know, I gotta leave that to the decision maker right here, the man on the big cam.
Well, here's the thing. We're gonna be here again tomorrow, right? Or not tomorrow. On Friday.
I mean, we could.
We could, but we're not gonna, because we're gonna be back on Friday.
Oh yeah.
And so just because we're gonna be doing these shows so consistently, man. Like, people, we gotta spread it out a little bit. We gotta spread the sauce. Listen, I can eat a whole jar of mayonnaise, but not all at once. You know, spread that shit out over a couple
by
slices
itself?
Of bread.
Okay, I was like, really, you know you're what fucking I'm saying? Gross, bro.
You know, maybe 2-3 slices of bread in, and there you go. That's the whole jar.
That's the whole Sheboygan.
That's the whole Sheboygan, Idaho.
Is that a real place?
Maybe.
Oh, God. You got me with
could
that.
But if you want to send more tunes in, yeah, you can send it into the promo channel in our Discord. We do have a channel made just for you guys to spam music in. We try and check it. Other people might also try and check it. We've had some interesting cool people come through the stream, come in the Discord, so you know,
I'll try to touch in on it.
Who knows?
If you guys did miss the last show, I believe the VOD, it's uploaded now, perhaps. So go to the HB Radio app and you can listen to the last interview we just
not
had
the
here.
VOD, not the video, but it, the video, podcast yeah, the is up.
Yes.
So it's on podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Last Friday show, our interview with Shapeshifter, the 2023 Insomniac Discovery Project winner, is now on all that. So you
for
can
you
go
to
ahead and
enjoy.
Check and listen. Yeah.
So if you missed it, hey, we're not going to hold it against you. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens. But, you know, now you got the chance to make up for it. That's all I'm going to throw out there.
You know? Did you send that to him, by the way, at all?
I'm not even sure if I did. I remember we talked to HB about it. Because we'll you know, we've been a little preoccupied with the holidays. So we got to get some things accounted for and make sure they upload it. But, you know, I'm going to send that out to him so we can get that posted. I'm going to throw that on my Instagram, too. I'm trying to promote the shit out of it, bro. Trying to promote the shit out of us.
Baboongus. Hopefully, we'll have more interviewingus.
Interviewingus.
In the future. Anyways.
I got some stuff in the pipeline. Listen, I can't tell y'all what I'm working on because I will be the first to admit it. I want to make sure everything is ready to go and 100%. And if I don't feel like it's ready to go, or if I don't feel like it's 100%, you know what I mean, like top notch, then I don't want to opt for it. So I got some things I'm working on that they don't even know about. HB don't even know about. I know about, but again, I'm still working on it. So once we get them for sure in the books, then I'll start teasing y'all and edging y'all a little bit with it.
So stay tuned. I feel like we're about to start sounding a lot like your favorite local DJ, maybe your least favorite local DJ, but big things coming soon. And we're gonna
I got some big things in the pipeline.
Hey, yo, big things coming soon.
Some major
coming
stuff
soon.
I'm working
really,
on.
Really, really cool stuff. Really, really cool things. Stay tuned.
Stay locked. Stay cocked.
Stay locked in. You're not gonna want to miss this. And then 6 months later, you see the post. You know, I don't understand why nobody wants to support local artists, man. It just doesn't make sense. Oh man, I will say, man. To all the local artists that are out there that are grinding, keep doing your shit, man. Keep making music, keep promoting it, and make fucking TikToks, man. Don't your friends aren't your target audience, man. The locals aren't your target audience, man. The algorithm, I hate to say it.
Hey, the algorithm
it works, bro.
Hey,
it
fucking works, bro.
It fucking works. And if all people do now is play the algorithm to get audiences, man. So don't get salty that your local scene doesn't support you or whatever. Give them a reason to support you. Make them.
You feel me?
You
a lot of the time, bro, when we be hitting them big numbers in the charts, it'd be the East Coast fucking with us. It'd be the East Coast fucking with us.
Hey, turn on that Good Morning Wake Up. They know how to do the Jewish voices and also maybe whatever this is. Forget about it.
You feel me? Like, bro, I'm telling you, they're the ones that fuck with us. And you see, we got a call from Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? So we're...
That's
word
the
gets
super
around.
West Coast.
That's the super West. You know what I mean? That's so far west, I almost forgot they out there. You know what I mean?
I'm saying, man. That's halfway to Japan.
I feel like Hawaii is like that one homie, like when y'all are at a party in a group and he's just standing off to the side smoking a blunt. You know what I mean? On the phone with a girl. That's Hawaii.
You know.
He's over there, it's where a listener reminds you.
Flip-flops,
like, oh, yeah.
And shorts, even though it's fucking 30 degrees outside.
For us. I hate on them just because it's like 80 degrees year-round for y'all.
You fuckers.
You fuck. You fucking fucks.
God damn you.
Cole said he's from the East Coast. Case in point. You see what I mean? East Coast, fuck with us.
What can I say?
West Coast, we need you to step up your game. I see the East Coast out here. They're out here every goddamn day.
Every goddamn day.
Where are you?
Man has I don't even know how many day wash streak. I lost count at this point.
I'm saying, Low Gravity, I think, is West Coast, and he's the only person that's out here. Today... Low Gravity's been subbed up to the Twitch channel for 1 year.
Wow.
That's,
can we get a round of
that's longer than
for
we've
that?
Even been fucking I think
longer
streaming
I've been
the
here,
show.
Man.
So he's a true OG. That's why he's a VIP.
He's been here since Jay Golden was at the crib doing bathtub streams.
I'm saying. And since I was doing the black, have you seen that? That's all right, that's what the new we're gonna get real Twitch talk for a sec for these last couple minutes. But that's really the vibe now.
Mm.
You strip down.
You just put the little black bars.
Put black bars over it to censor it so it looks like you're completely naked. You just pretend like you're jerking your yerk and just all, you know, just fine.
Jerking your gherkin? Why is that not a thing, jerking your gherkin? I'm still, hey, write that down. Gherkin. That's trademarked. That's Good Morning Wake Up intellectual property, bro.
Good morning. Wake
up. I'm jerking like a
jerking your
girl. I'm playing until she starts squirting, mm-hmm. and then I'm fucking I got a job, and now I'm clerking, I'm store clerking.
So I took your bitch.
God damn
I got
it.
Her a Birkin.
All right, the career's not taking off yet, but yeah. One day we'll get there. I don't know. I feel like I've got a rap career in me yet.
That makes I'm glad one of us thinks that.
I don't know, man.
I think turntables suit you well.
I don't know. I feel like there's not enough white guys trying rap.
I would agree. And I feel like, listen, let's just let Jack Harlow go ahead and represent for the demographic. You know what I mean?
The Caucasian denomination.
I mean, who else do you want to claim like that?
The Caucasian persuasion. Who else do I want to claim?
Tell you what, we'll give y'all logic.
Eminem.
You can have him. We don't validate his blood. Can I do that as a light skin? Can I devaluate another light skin?
I don't know, man. We have to refer to Dave Chappelle on this one. I think so. Unfortunately.
Mm. Well,
anyways.
That's got to be a button. We got to defer to Dave. Just have fucking Dave Chappelle on speed dial.
I know. We gotta get a Dave Chappelle sound effect.
Well, hey, Dave, how do you feel about fucking anal beads in the chess world?
I don't know. Insert random Dave Chappelle noise here. I don't know, man.
Bob Johnson, sprinkle some crack on him.
Sprinkle some crack on him. Yeah, we'll get that out of here. Let's get out of here. Speaking of that, let's sprinkle some crack on him and get out of here. We gotta go. This has been Good Morning Wake Up. We appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Make sure you tap in Friday, because now we don't know who's gonna win.
We got two entries.
And you
to
can
our
enter.
Gas card competition. If you guys want a free $50 gas card, courtesy, I guess, of Chevron. Who knows, man? I don't know. The people have been saying it. I don't know if it's true, but
he said, "Fuck it." I heard it. I went along with
it. It's a Chevron card for sure. 702-802-0944. Call in on Friday. Send in your music as well. Prepare some beats so we can listen to them. I'm stoked to the max about it, to be quite frank.
You know, and don't forget to throw in them self promo channels. If you got music, if you got beats, don't throw your OnlyFans in there unless it's a free trial.
You know, and with that, we're just broken records at this point. All right. So we'll see you guys on Friday.
Peace.